Hello and welcome to my new podcast series. This is called Let's Talk. I'm David and today I'll be joined by my brother Matt. So say hello.
Hello.
So this podcast is only available on Podomatic and iTunes and cannot be found anywhere else. So today we have selected a topic of technology and how it's changed over many years. So do you want to start off because you've been living longer?
I love technology.
But do you think the advancements, most advancements are good? What advancements have you thought are bad?
Oh, well, obviously there's the level of badness that comes with it, if I could say badness. That, you know, I know it's going to sound really dark going straight this, but whenever technology like increases and gets better with time, then the likes of, you know, terrorists, right? Sorry to jump to this point straight away, but terrorists find easier, more concealed, harder to detect ways of terrorizing. That, and computers go out of date really fast now.
Yeah, well, you can really see, like, even watching back TV shows, how much the computers have really changed and have become outdated and everything like that there. I mean, we were watching Friends, and the computer that Ross was using was really old.
Did you see the one Chandler was using?
Yeah, they're like, all very old, and especially for being not that long ago.
Well,
the first couple of seasons. We want to say the first five, because then the first four, because I was born during the fourth one.
When was the first one released?
1994.
Jesus, that's almost as old as me.
And then you just, like, you look at the computers you were using in 2001 on the show, now you look at the computers now in 2013, and you can see that they've become very, like, they're touchscreen.
Yeah, but the tribute to how much technology has advanced. See, right, I'm using, my phone is the Galaxy S3. There's more power in this phone than in all of NASA that sent astronauts to the moon in 1969. See, if I had the right programs, I could send an astronaut with my phone to the moon.
Is that how much it's advanced?
Oh yeah. Like, you know, and back then, you know, the computer mainframe was the size of a room, whereas now it's like a tiny block sitting in the corner that you wouldn't even know. So
yeah, like even like the phones and tablets and everything, and the invention of the internet has been really, like, see, to think that you can literally see what somebody's posting from the other side of the world as they post it is something that people never probably thought of about 40 years ago.
Without technology, we'd be, me and you would be sitting bored half the day, because our day is
spent making YouTube videos, podcasts, listening to music that comes from other parts of the world.
And today we've recently started making our own, well, I'm in the midst of making my own song, which is going to be used for my intro and maybe some of my outro as well. So without technology, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff, like I wouldn't be able to watch TV, wouldn't be able to listen to music, wouldn't be able to communicate with half of the people that I do, wouldn't be able to upload to YouTube, wouldn't even be able to watch YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be able to make the coffee that I'm about to drink right now.
Even to think that we can control our computers and their all their functions from our phone.
Yeah.
Like, even like apps have like a wee tracker pad, and you move and you can actually use your phone.
Now that's a downside technology for me, because as you can see on my screen here, I've got the app VLC HDR. I do not move from bed to turn over, right? See, to go from one episode of Friends to the next, I just, see, before I get into bed, I'll just queue like 9 or 10 episodes and then get into bed, and then I'll not have to touch it the rest of the night. It's making me so lazy.
But not that it wasn't before and everything.
Yeah, but not to the extent that I am now.
Mm. And, like, can you give us some other downsides to technology?
Well, obviously, people are going to find ways to, you know, use that technology advancement in wrong ways, like hackers. stalkers, pedophiles, motherfuckers, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, why not? It's only iTunes.
But, you know, people like, the likes of, like, Anonymous, you know, some people say they're okay and some people are bad. Like, I forget what you call that, Dark Guardian, the one that was bullied so much because pictures of her got released flashing somebody in a chat room and then she ended up killing herself.
Why? And they made a woman to Todd.
Yeah.
And they made a photograph, and instead of it being Halo Reach, it's Halo Bleach.
That is horrible. That is horrible. But, you know, the person that actually, they found out, Anonymous actually found out the person who actually released those pictures. Turns out, like, she was 15 or something like that.
Yeah, but she sent them whenever she was, like, 13 or 12 or something.
Yeah, but see, the person that actually released those pictures, he was, like, 32. You know, see, that's the type of people that are out there needed. There is a picture, now, of this kid on Google, right? And the kid is sitting there with a big, happy, smiley face, and he's talking on the computer, and, you know, he says, talking to a lovely girl in the chat room, and then the picture below, if it's this big, fat, naked man on the computer, you know? And, like, the whole story from, like, you know, all myths, legends, and all these rumours and all stem from some sort of truth, and this is no exception, you know? There is people who have been reported that actually use the internet naked. And that's creepy, you know. They do what you want, but just don't talk to other people on the internet naked. That's weird.
Especially on Skype.
Yeah. Unless you're talking to me.
And even other technology advancements like mobile phones. You used to have to carry them and have a power pack with you. Now you can charge some phones that will last you in, like, a week, and then you have, like, the newer touchscreen phones that last you, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah, there's one thing that I actually did not think of, but only I watched in a documentary a couple of days ago, was, like, the likes of, like, illegal street racers and all in America, what they do is they actually just use their smartphone, download the app for, police scanners.
Mm.
Download the app and listen in the police scanner so they can tell if police are coming near their street prison.
Serious?
Yeah. I'd actually never thought of that, and it's such a simple idea, but, you know, there's people exploiting technology again, so most people actually exploit it for some way other than use it for good.
Yeah, and even, like, a lot of years ago, most Samsung phones had this thing called Super Bluetooth. So if you turned your Bluetooth on and you were near anybody with a Bluetooth on, you connected to them and you could connect to them secretly and you could go through their messages, mm-hmm. their photos, their... I thought that was quite stupid, but then now you've got all the phone hacking scandal and...
Yeah, but, you know, it's not just normal people that are using it bad. If we're in terms of using the technology, but, you know, the American military, have you heard what they're doing with some stuff?
Mm-hmm.
American military are sitting in their bases, right? Like, in the likes of America, and controlling a drone that's flying over, like, the likes of Iraq, with, like, an Xbox 360 controller.
Serious?
Yeah, and they have this, America had this this stealth drone, which couldn't be really targeted or anything. Somebody from Iran hacked into it, landed it, and stole it on the Americans.
See?
That was fucking genius. But, you know, people will always use everything in a bad way, no matter what.
Do you reckon, like, police and all would use it in a bad way?
Oh, yeah.
Apart, like, they can bug your phones and all that there, but...
Police have been known to set up fake Facebook accounts and then add other people that they know are, you know, like heroin addicts or drug dealers or paedophiles to spy on them.
Yeah, and there's TV shows set up and all based around it as well.
Yeah. In my opinion, Facebook is one of the worst things on the internet.
Yeah, you still have one.
Yeah, but do you know where easy it is to spy on somebody? Like, I mean, everybody has this thing about posting every second of their life on Facebook. Oh, I just had a steak dinner. Like anyone cares, right? So with all these photos going up and, like, there's some things that, there's a load of videos on Facebook that should have been taken down instantly.
Mm.
Now, there was just one video that I didn't know what it was, and it was called Frisk Your Prisoner. Right. And I went, alright, okay, obviously they're going to frisk this prisoner and find a knife on him and he's going to save himself and run away or something like that. So I watched it, and it was really early in the morning. It was before I actually went to college one day. And what had actually happened was this prisoner was brought into prison and he was about to be interrogated. And police were walking in and out, and one of them walked in and he goes, can I have a bottle of water? And the policeman goes, yeah, sure, that's no problem. So they walked out to get him a bottle of water, and see while he was out, lifted up his t-shirt, pulled out from his trousers a gun and shot himself in the head. Right? Now, none of this was censored. So you actually watched, I actually seen a man shoot himself in the head and then lie there for like 10 minutes with the blood dripping from his head, and Facebook did nothing to take it down. With all the naked pictures and everything over Facebook, it's just turned into like one big dirty fucking... It's a very social rotten.com. That's what it is.
And a lot of websites are like that now as well.
Oh yeah. It's either... Websites are full of hatred, violence and porn. It's really it.
And like, even some of the videos they get posted as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Facebook, not Pornhub.
Yeah. But you know, I'm not a complete saint. I use the technology for bad as well. I'm not going to lie. And if anyone ever else comes and says this, ask me, I will deny it. But my hard drive is completely illegal because of how much illegally downloaded stuff is on it. All my music, illegal. All my TV shows, illegal. This program I'm using right now, illegal. So, you know, everything, you know. I use it too, but, you know, like in, I will quote Transformers here. So what? I've downloaded a couple of thousand songs illegal. Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
It's true. And, like, a lot of people don't even realise. Like, a lot of people just be downloading YouTube videos as an MP3. Would that be seen as illegal?
It's fringing on it, to be honest, because what you're doing is...
You're not giving any money to the...
No, and you're taking, like... See, if somebody wants to download my YouTube videos, go ahead, doesn't bother me. See, if you're taking down my YouTube videos to cut out, like, parts of my song and use my song as, like, your... Like, claim it as your own, I will find you and kill you, Kemosabe, right? I don't want... That doesn't... See, if you're downloading it just to have it on, like, your phone or something like that, that's okay. But see, then if you're starting cutting around audio and making me out to be an arse, then what could you?
Yeah, you don't really have to cut around the audio to do that.
No, you just watch David's vlogs. It's all over there.
Well, this has been the first episode of Let's Talk, so we're going to end, you end one of your shows on YouTube with a fun fact, so I'm going to end this podcast series with a Did You Know, and okay. I told you this today. Did you know that an Australian man was pronounced dead for 14 minutes, that he came back to life? He went and bought a scratch card, won a $27,000 car. Then the media heard about it, so they wanted to do an interview with him, and they wanted to recreate the moment that he scratched the scratch card. So they went out and bought another one, and he won $250,000 in that one.
So me and David have come up with a plan that I'm going to kill him for 14 minutes, and then we'll bring him back to life, and we're going to try it.
Yep. So I've been David.
I've been mad.
And you can check out my YouTube videos at www.youtube.com/DavidBurnsVlog, and you can check out Matt's channel at youtube.com/JustOrion. It's JustOrion. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk. We'll be back next week. Do you want to say another goodbye?
Thank you and goodbye.